Again, it's good to be with you.
真的很高兴可以跟大家在一起。
We're living in a period of time of unprecedented change.
我们现在所处的时代正经历着前所未有的变化。
I'm sure it's not the first time it's happened, nor the first people that have felt that way.
肯定不是第一次发生这样的事情，也不是头一波人来感受到这样子的变化。
But I'm astounded at how quickly things around us are changing.
但是我还是很惊奇地发现在周遭的变化是如此的之快。
Even just 5 years ago, I could not have imagined where we came in the last 5 years.
甚至在五年之前，我也不能够想象这五年给我们带来多少大的变化。
Is this something brand new?
这是完全新的一个现象吗?
Actually, I think not.
我觉得不是。
But we'll see.
但是我们来看一下。
If you've been paying attention to the news at all,
如果你还关心任何的时事的话,
you'll be aware that there's a war going on in the Ukraine.
你就会发现我们现在周围有一个战争在乌克兰。
Some commentators have suggested that this war could lead to World War III.
有一些评论家他说这个战争有可能会导致第三次世界大战。
Something similar could be said about the potential for war in Taiwan.
在台湾呢,它也可能会发生有战争。
The Bible tells us that as Jesus' return becomes closer and closer, that the world will be filled with wars and rumors of wars.
圣经告诉我们,当耶稣基督再来越来越近的时候呢,整个世界将会充斥着战争,还有战争的风声。
Maybe we should be surprised that there aren't more wars going on right now.
所以说我们可能应该更惊奇的是,为什么世界上没有更多的战争现在在爆发呢?
This morning, I would like us to focus on a different war that's going on.
今天早晨呢,我想要大家可以来关注一下我们生活当中的另一场战争。
It's all around us and it's even more significant than wars like the war in Ukraine.
我们每一个人都在经历这场战争,对于我们来说,它可能比乌克兰的战争更加重要。
Let's turn together again to a couple of the verses that were read earlier from John 18.
让我们来回顾一下刚才读的约翰福音18章里面的一些经文。
I want to draw your attention specifically to verses 37 and 38.
我想要大家关注一下第37节和第38节。
Jesus answered to Pilate, "You're right in saying that I'm a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into this world is to testify to the truth."
耶稣回答比拉多说,你说我是王,我为此而生,也为此来到世间,特为给真理做见证。
Everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
凡属真理的人就听我的话。
Pilate replied, "What is truth?"
比拉多回答说,真理是什么呢?
In this exchange with Pilate, Jesus says several things that are very remarkable.
在这个比拉多的对话当中,耶稣基督说了一些非常重要的一些观点。When
we think of why Jesus came into the world, I'll bet the first thing we think of is not that he came to testify to the truth.
他来到世间可能有很多的事情要做,但是我们不会想到第一件事情就是他要为真理来做见证。And
yet that was very significant to Jesus.
但是对耶稣基督来说只是非常重要的一件事情。
The second thing that he said was, "Everyone on the side of truth listens to me."
第二个他要说的就是,凡属真理的人,在真理这一边的人就会听他的话。
Notice what that means.
让我们来看一下这到底指的是什么呢?
There are two sides to truth.
对于真理而言有两面,真理把人分成两面。
Everyone is either on the side of truth or against truth.
人不是站在真理的这一边,就是站在真理的对立那一边。
What do you think of Pilate and the chief priests? Were they on the side of truth or against it?
当你想到比拉多和那些祭司长的时候,你想他们是站在真理的这一边呢,还是反对真理的那一边呢?
I think the answer is obvious.
我想答案是很明显的。Which
side of truth are you on?
你在真理的哪一边呢?
What about me? Are we on the side of truth?
我们是在真理的这一边吗？
You see, the war I'm speaking of is ongoing right now, and it's a war for truth.
我所说的这个战争，现在正在发生的这个战争，是关于真理的战争。
It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden.
它源于伊甸园。
You may remember that God told Adam and Eve, you can eat of any of the fruit in the garden except for the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
你可能还记得神对亚当和夏娃有这样子一个诫命，就是你们可以园中的果子可以随便吃，唯独有一棵树，就是分别善恶树上的果子不可以吃。
He said, if you eat of that fruit, on the day you eat of it, you will die.
他说你吃那个果子那天必死。
Satan, in the form of a serpent, countered that claim, that truth claim of God, and said, "You will not die."
撒旦他化成蛇的样式，然后来这里来挑战神的这样子一个真理。对亚当和夏娃说，那你吃的那一日不一定会死。
This was the beginning of the war.
这就是战争的开始。
Two claims for truth, God's or Satan's.
有两个这样子的宣言，都是说自己是真理，是神的真理还是撒旦的真理呢？
Only one of them was actually true.
只有一个是可能是真的。
And unfortunately, Adam and Eve believed Satan's truth claim.
非常不幸的是，亚当和夏娃他们相信了撒旦他的这样子一个真理的宣告。
And like God said, we have been dying ever since.
就像我所说的，我们就开始不停的经历死亡。
So this war is a war that the Bible speaks of throughout as between God's truth claims and Satan's truth claims.
所以我们这场战争呢，就是在圣经上给我们写明的是神的真理和撒旦的宣告他们之间的一场战争。
And Jesus makes the challenge that we can either be on the side of truth or against it.
耶稣也这样子挑战我们，说我们要么就是在真理的这一边，要么就是在真理的对立面。
Let's talk for a moment about what we mean by truth.
那我们来看一下，花一点时间来看什么是真理。
Truth is that which conforms to fact or reality from God's perspective.
真理就是从神的观点而言，真理与事实或与现实相符合的。
We have to add from God's perspective because he's the only one who has total knowledge of everything.
我们必须要加上这一点，就是神的观点，从神的观点而言，因为他是那个全知全能的神。
But if truth is conformity to reality, then what is reality?
那如果真理就是和符合事实或者是现实的那什么是现实呢？
Reality is that which truly exists, both physically, morally, spiritually, emotionally.
现实就是真实实际存在的，无论是物理上的现实，无论是精神上的现实，或者是情绪上的现实。
In other words, truth is aligning our perspective with God's perspective on what really is true.
所以换句话说呢，就是真理就是让我们自己的这样视角和神的视角可以一致。
And there are consequences to whether we conform to God'sperspective of truth or whether we don't.
如果我们能够和神的视角一样看待现实现实，然后或者是我们不按照神的视角来看待现实，都会有这样子的后果。
Let me give you a simple example.
让我来给你们一个很简单的一个例子。
We're all familiar with gravity.
我们都很知道什么是重力。
The reality of gravity means that I'm being pulled toward the center of the earth.
这样重力呢，就是把我不停地往那个地心来拉，来牵引。
So if I step off a cliff, I'll be pulled down.
所以当我跨出悬崖的时候，我就会被往下拉。
And I'll increase in speed until I encounter some kind of a hard surface.
所以我的速度就会不断地增加，一直到接触到一个坚硬的表面。
If I fall far enough, it'll kill me.
如果我掉的那个距离太长的话呢，那我就会死。
As they say, it's not the fall, but it's the sudden stop at the bottom that kills you.
所以不是因为你在那里掉然后会让你给死，而是在下面忽然的这样停止会让你给 会把你给 撞死。
But suppose I simply conclude that gravity doesn't apply to me.
但是呢，若是我觉得重力对我没有任何效果。
Or suppose I simply ignore it.
或者是我完全的就这样子忽略它。
In other words, I don't align my perspective of reality with what's really true.
所以我就不会把我的视角和真实来这样子保持一致。
In that case, if I step off the cliff, will I stay suspended in the air?
这样子的话，我如果踏出悬崖，我会在那里悬空吗
？Or will I fall？
还是我就会这样子往下掉呢
？You see, if we try to ignore the laws of physics, there are consequences.
所以我们如果忽略物理定律的话，我们可能会遭受这样子的一个，我们会遭受这样子一个后果。
One of those that we understand is two.Solid objects can't occupy the same space at the same time.
还有另一个就是两个实体不可能在同一个时间占据同一个位置。
So if I try to walk through a solid wall, guess who's going to win?
所以当我要穿过这样子一个坚实的墙的时候，你猜哪个会赢呢？
My point is this. Reality doesn't change just because people want it to change.
所以我的观点就是我要告诉大家的就是现实不会因为你想让它改变而改变。
It doesn't change because we wish it would change, or even if we live as though it had changed.
不会因为我们希望它可以改变或者是我们活出来仿佛它已经改变了现实都不会改变。
Reality stays exactly what it is.
现实永远是现实。
And this is especially true in the moral and spiritual realm.
这个对于就是对于道德还有精神的领域尤其是真实的。
What scripture tells us about how we are to live and the consequences of sin are true whether we believe it or not.
圣经上告诉我们若是我们在罪里活的话会有后果然后这个后果是不会改变的。
Unfortunately, we as humans tend to want to live by bending reality to fit what we want it to be.
但是我们作为人说呢，我们经常想要歪曲这样子一个事实，来扭曲这样一个事实，以至于我们来符合我们自己的观点。
Throughout history, there has been a pattern that we see consistently played out.
我们可以在历史上看到一个非常清晰的轨迹。
That pattern is this.On the one hand, God has shown us, has revealed to us His truth, reality.
这个轨迹呢，就是神一方面他显明他的真理。
On the other hand, we as humans have just regularly drifted away from that and gone into our own idea of what reality is.
但在另一方面呢，我们作为人类，我们逐渐的远离神的真理，然后偏行自己的想法。
Adam and Eve did that when they.Believed Satan instead of believing God.
亚当和夏娃他们做了这样的事情，当他们选择要信靠撒旦而不是信靠神。
Their children did that. You remember, the first two boys, one of them killed the other.
他们的孩子也继续他们这样子的行为。你们还记得他们的两个儿子，然后有一个杀了另一个。
Pattern continued.From Adam all the way to Noah, when things had gotten so bad that God had to destroy all of humankind except for Noah and his family.
这个模式，这个轨迹就一直这样子，从亚当和夏娃到了挪亚。当人们偏行越来越远的时候，神必须要把所有的人都毁灭，只留下挪亚和他一家。
And even after God started all over with Noah, between Noah and Abraham,The pattern repeated itself again.
甚至在挪亚之后，然后那个从挪亚一直到亚伯拉罕，这个模式又不停的重复。
Abraham was chosen to begin a nation that God would favor in a special way.
亚伯拉罕要从亚伯拉罕出一个大国，神要对那个国有特别的祝福。
And yet even Abraham drifted away from the truth that God had given.
但是即便是亚伯拉罕他也慢慢的偏离神给他的这样的一个真理。
And between Abraham and Moses, When God gave the law to the people, they also drifted away.
从亚伯拉罕到了摩西，当神给以色列人律法的时候，他们仍然继续的偏离。
And you read through the Old Testament and you find out that even after Israel had the law, they couldn't keep it. They kept drifting away.
你继续从那个圣经上继续往下读，看到即便是犹太人他们接受了律法之后呢，他们仍然不停的偏离，他们接受了律法却又把它抛到了一边。
Now Israel had the law and they couldn't keep it. The rest of mankind was just well off the reservation doing other things.
以色列人他们有律法，但是也没有办法去守。那剩下的人民，在整个世界上其他的人，他们就是胡作非为。
And if you want a better idea of the consequences of living apart from God's law, I have two books to recommend to you.
如果你们看人若离了神有什么样子的一个后果的话呢，我有两本书可以推荐给大家。
One is How Christianity Changed the World by Alvin Schmidt.
第一本书呢就是 Alvin Schmidt 写的基督教是如何改变这个世界的。
And The Air We Breathe is another one by Glenn Scribner.
另一本书是 Glenn Scribner 写的《我们所呼吸的空气》。
Both of these books describe how significantly different a world is with the influence of Christianity versus without it.
两本书讲的都是基督教的存在给整个世界带来了多大的变化，相比如果没有基督教存在的话会是怎么样子。
After God gave his law and the people drifted away, he sent prophets to remind them of his truth.
当神给以色列人律法，但是人不停的偏离的时候，神继续的派遣他的先知来提醒以色列他的律法。
And yet they still drifted away.
但是呢这还是没有让他们回来。
And even from Jesus to the present time, we have been drifting away from the truth.
即便从耶稣基督一直到现在呢，我们还是继续的偏离。
Used to be a slow drift. Now it looks like we're rushing headlong away from it.
以前好像是慢慢的偏离，现在我们好像就是往外狂奔。
Let's look at some examples of present day truth claims that our culture believes compared with God's truth claims.
来看一下我们现在的社会是现在的文化所相信的价值所谓的真理的宣告和神对真正的真理之间的比较。
For example, God says that we humans are created in his image.
说神说人类是按照神的形象所造的。
That means we have purpose because we are created for his purpose.
这是说我们被造是有一个目的，因为我们被造是为了他。
What are the world's counterclaims?
那世界上这样子的一个反宣告是什么呢？
That we're just the product of a random process. There's no purpose in human life.
人类只是随机机会的产物，并没有任何的目的。
God's truth claim is that male and female.
神的真理就是他给我们这样子的身份，他创造了身份，他造我们是男人和女人。
What is the world telling us today?
但是世界是怎么样告诉我们的呢？
That we choose our identity, that it depends on how we feel.
我们可以自己决定我们的身份，看我们怎么样感觉就好。
Another truth claim.
另外的宣告。
God says,His moral standards are absolute standards that don't change.
神说他的道德标准是绝对的，不会改变。
The world says everyone makes up their own standard.
但是这个世界说我们自己，每一个人制定自己的道德标准。
God's truth claim is that he has created and designed but limited human sexuality.
神他的真实就是真理就是神他创造设计还有限制了人类的性别。
The world tells us anything goes.
但是这个世界告诉我们什么都可以做。
That our goal should be to maximize human pleasure.
我们的目标是以最大的性乐趣。
God's truth claim is that he created complementary roles for men and women.
神他的真理的宣言是神创造了互补的性别和角色，也就是男人和女人。
That we're both made in the image of God, but we're different.
我们都是按照神的形象来造的，但是我们是不同的。
And there are different roles.
我们有不同的角色。
And yet the world tells us men and women are interchangeable.
但是世界告诉我们，男性和女性是可以互相变换的。
Nothing significant about one or the other.
没有任何，无论是哪个性别都没有什么特别的地方。
The Bible also tells us that how we think and how we behave makes a difference.
圣经也告诉我们，我们是怎么想的，我们是怎么样行的，是有重要意义的。
It tells us that lust and pride and anger are all sinful before God.
告诉我们情欲、虚荣和愤怒都是在神看来是有罪的。
Yet the world is telling us that our happiness comes from looking out for number one. Whatever is good for me is all that counts.
但是人告诉我们人类的快乐是首要的追求，也就是自己的追求。
You see, all of these are examples and there are plenty more that God's truth claims are in conflict with the world's truth claims.
这些都是各种各样的各种各样的这样的例子，告诉我们神他的真理宣称和人的真理宣称是完全对立的。
In fact, I think we will find that at every point where there are problems in our world, in our lives, they come from a rejection of God's truth claims.
甚至我们可以发现我们生命周遭当中世界当中 各种形形色色的问题都是来自于对神的真理的这样子一个抵挡。
God's truth claims come from scripture.
神的真理宣称是来自于圣经。
The Bible is God's revelation to us about himself and about us and what he expects.
圣经也就是神对我们的启示，告诉他是什么样的神，我们是什么样的人，他对我们有什么期望。
Because the fundamental starting point for us as believers is that God exists and that he's revealed himself.
因为我们信仰的一切基石就是神他是存在的，他向我们显现。
Everything else that we believe comes from those two fundamental presuppositions.
我们所有一切的信仰全都是来源于这两个这两个 presupposition, 这两个基础。
But every truth claim that's counter to what scripture teaches ultimately has its source in Satan.
但是一切与圣经与神的真理相对的一切都是来自于撒旦。
So there's this war going on between God's claims and Satan's claims.
所以在神他的宣称和撒旦的宣称之间有这样子一个战争一直在进行。
But only one of them is true.
但是只有一个宣告是真实的。
Now, Titus 1:2 tells us that God cannot lie.
那在提多书第一章第二节告诉我们神不能说谎。
So we can be confident that what he has revealed to us in scripture is dependable, is true.
所以我们可以有信心他借着圣经向我们启示的是可信的是可以依靠的。
Let's contrast that with what Jesus said about Satan.
让我们来看一下耶稣是怎么样子说撒旦的。
Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees and he said this.
耶稣对法利赛人说
Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I have come here from God.I've not come here on my own. God sent me.
他说，倘若神是你们的父，你们就必爱我，因为我本是出于神，也是从神而来，并不是由着自己来，乃是他差我来。
Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say.
你们为什么不明白我的话呢？无非是因你们不能听我的道。
You belong to your father, the devil.And you want to carry out your father's desires.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。
He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him.
他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。
When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
他说谎是出于自己。因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
Let me point to what Scripture says are some of the consequences of believing lies instead of believing God's truth.
让我来看，告诉你们一个圣经上面是怎么写的。若我们相信谎言而不相信真理的话，会有什么事情发生？
Colossians 2:8. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy.
哥罗西书二章八节，你们要谨慎，不要照人间的遗传和世上的小学就把你们掳去。
You see, believing a lie takes us captive to that lie.
你们看到吗？如果我们是相信的谎言的话，就是会被那个谎言所掳去。
We can see this in the lives of people who believe lies.
你们可以在那些被谎言所相信谎言的人身上可以看到这一点。
They become prisoners to those lies.
他们是谎言，他们被谎言所囚禁。
2 Timothy 2:25 and 26.
提摩太后书二章二十五节到二十六节。
Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape the trap of the devil who has taken them captive to do his will.
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白正道，叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的可以醒悟，脱离他的网络。
In Romans 1:18, we really get the full brunt of what the impact will be.
在罗马书第一章十八节，我们真的是看到这样子一个巨大的一个冲击。
The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth.
本来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。
The most significant impact of rejecting God's truth is that it brings God's wrath down on us.
所以我们要抵挡神的真理，要拒绝神的真理的话，就会遭致神的愤怒。
It may not be apparent at the moment, but it will have an ultimate impact in eternity.
我们可能暂时没有办法看到这样的一个现实，但是在永恒当中这是确实的。
Finally, in 2 Thessalonians 2:9-12, we read this.
最后在帖撒罗尼迦后书二章九到十二节这样子写道。
The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the works of Satan displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracle signs and in all ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing.
这不法的人来是照撒旦的运动行各样的异能神迹和一切虚假的奇事，并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈。
They perish, catch this, because they refuse to believe and love the truth, and so be saved.
我们看一下，要注意，因他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救。
And here's what happens.
所以这就是会发生什么事情。
For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness.
因此神就给他们一颗发生错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎，叫一切不信真理到喜爱不义的人都被定罪。
One of the things that is so obvious to me today is that people who believe lies are blinded to the truth.
一个事情让我非常的震惊，就是现在的人他们如果是相信谎言的话，他们真的是对谎言是瞎眼的。
They're deluded. They don't even know that they're following a lie.
他们根本对真理是瞎眼的，他们不晓得自己在跟随着谎言。
The good news is that Jesus has not left us without a defense.
但是好消息就是神并没有完全的让我们没有抵挡之力。
Jesus in John 14 says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
在耶稣在约翰福音十四章六节这样说道，我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Notice Jesus didn't just say, I tell the truth. He said, I am the truth.
我们看到耶稣不光只是说我告诉你们真理，耶稣说的是我就是真理。
While the Bible is God's written revelation, Jesus is revelation in flesh and blood.
圣经是神的写下来的这样子一个启示，那耶稣他就是神，他自己道成肉身，然后用他的肉、用他的肉身来向我们显示。
That's why Jesus said, "If you want to know what God is like, look at me."
所以耶稣对大家说，若是你们要看父神是什么样子，神是什么样，就看我就可以了。
In John 17, Jesus is praying to the Father, and he says, "Your word is truth."
在约翰福音17章17节，耶稣向父神祷告说，你的话语就是真实。
So we have the truth to battle against the lies of Satan.
所以我们有这样子的一个真理，我可以与撒旦 来对抗。
And when Jesus was speaking about the Holy Spirit, he called him the Spirit of Truth who will lead you into all truth.
所以当耶稣在、谈到、圣灵的时候，他说圣灵就是真理的灵，他可以引导你明白一切的真理。
If we have put our faith in Jesus Christ,For salvation, we have the Holy Spirit in us.
如果我们愿意将我们的信心放在耶稣基督身上，相信他可以给我们拯救的话，我们就是有真理真理的灵住在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of Truth.
圣灵就是真理的灵。
And we have the promise that He will teach us truth.
我们有这样子的一个应许，就是他会将一切的真理告诉我们。
And finally, in John. 8:31 and 32, Jesus said, If you hold to my teaching, you really are my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
最后我们看到约翰福音第八章31到32节，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
How does the truth set us free?
真理怎么样可以让我们自由呢？
First of all, it frees us from the captivity of the lies that Satan wants us to believe.
首先真理就可以让我们不被那些谎言所掳走，那些谎言是撒旦用来囚禁我们的。
Secondly, the truth which tells us our need for a savior is the way by which we can come to God for forgiveness.
真理也是让我们晓得有这样子一个救主，我们可以借着这个救主来到神的面前接受他的原谅。
So we're freed from the consequences of sin and even the power of sin.
所以我们就可以从罪的后果，甚至是罪的这样子一个能力捆绑当中可以解脱出来。
So this is a great promise, but there are some problems here.
这是一个很大的一个应许，但是有一些问题。
We would like to believe that Christians all embrace the truth.
我们很想相信所有的基督徒都已经拥抱了真理。
After all, we have the Bible, don't we?
我们已经有圣经了，不是吗？
Yet, according to a recent study by the pollster George Barna, only 6% of Americans actually adhere to a completely biblical worldview.
但是呢，我们看基督教的一个调研员他所做的一个研究当中发现，只有 6% 的美国人他们是完全拥有这样子一个圣经的世界观。
And if you ask the same question of only people who identify themselves as born again Christians, the percentage is not much higher.
那你们只是来问重生的基督徒，这个比例也不会高很多。
88% of Americans, and that includes many born again Christians, borrow from multiple different worldviews, not just the Bible, in order to determine what they actually believe.
88% 的美国人其中包括很多已经宣称他们是已经重生的基督徒，他们从除了圣经以外其他的各个的渠道来借取这样子的一个世界观的观点，然后来整合成他们自己的信仰。
That means we are believing lies.
这说明我们相信谎言。
Satan and the world around us is constantly bringing counterclaims to God's truth, and we have to be on guard against them.
所以撒旦正在不停地把反真理带到我们的生命当中，我们必须要抵挡它。
Because if we believe them, we will be taken captive by them.
因为如果我们相信撒旦的谎言的话，就会被他掳去。
So these passages in our lesson this morning are really both a warning and an encouragement.
所以我们今天所看到的经文，所以我们今天所学到的东西，都是给我们一个警告，也是给我们一个鼓励。
They are an encouragement to pursue God's truth.
他鼓励我们要寻求神的真理。
They are a warning to be on guard against Satan's lies.
他警告我们要抵挡撒旦的谎言。
The only reliable source of truth is found in Jesus Christ and in God's Word, the Bible.
唯一可信靠的这样子的一个真理的来源，就是在耶稣基督的身上，在圣经的上面。
Do you remember we read at the beginning that Jesus said, "Everyone on the side of truth listens to me."
我们还记得在开始的时候，我们所读到的经文，耶稣说，凡属真理的人都会听我的。
So what does it mean to be on the side of truth?
所以我们怎么样知道，这个是什么意思呢？什么是站在真理这一边呢？
Being on the side of truth means a commitment to God's word, both the written word, the Bible, and the living word, the person of Jesus Christ.
我们要站在真理这一边的话，就是我们要有这样子一个对于圣经的一个委身，也就是神他写下来的话，这样子的委身，也是委身于耶稣基督他这个道成肉身。
If we truly commit to following God's word, it will result in actively living out a relationship with Jesus Christ.
如果我们真的是有这样子一个委身的话，我们就可以将我们这个真理来丰丰富富的来活活泼泼的活在我们的生命当中。
And we will want to obey what Scripture tells us.
我们也会愿意来将圣经所告诉我们的事情来活出来。
I encourage you make the Bible your constant companion.
我真的是愿意来鼓励大家，让这个圣经成为你们的良伴。
Read it, study it, and through it, come to know Jesus Christ in a deeply personal way.
让我们一起来阅读，一起来查考，以至于我们可以来更深的认识耶稣基督。
It will protect you from the lies that Satan wants you to believe.
它可以保护你免受撒旦他要你信的谎言的攻击。
And it will answer your deepest questions of who you are and the purpose for your life.
你可以来回答你解决你最深层次的问题，也就是你是谁，你的目的是什么。
So here's the question.
所以有这样子一个问题问大家。
Will you be set free by truth, or will you be taken captive by lies?
你将会被真理所释放呢，还是被谎言所俘虏呢？
The truth can set you free only if you put your full confidence, your trust, your full reliance,on what Jesus did in his death and resurrection.
唯有你把所有的信心都建立在耶稣基督他为你死 也复活否则的话真理对你是没有完全巨大的作用的。
It's the only way that you can be forgiven and be freed from your sins and have a personal relationship with Christ that will last through eternity.
这是唯一一个你能够完全的被原谅，完全的能从最终被释放，完全的能够与神享受这样子永恒的美好的唯一的方法。
Which side of truth are you on?
你站在真理的哪一边呢？
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
父神，我们感谢您，感谢您的话语。
We would not know.What you are like if you had not revealed yourself to us.
若不是您自己来向我们启示的话，我们无法晓得您到底是什么样的神。
But you've revealed yourself in the written word and in the person of your Son, Jesus Christ.
但是您将自己展示在您写下的话语当中，也展示在耶稣基督这个人当中。
Thank you that we can know you in a personal way.
感谢您让我们可以能够自己来经历你。
That we can be forgiven of the sin that would otherwise keep us from knowing and being with you.
让我们可以从最终来得到原谅以至于我们可以来认识你。
Lord, the world's lies are all around us and they are very tempting.
世界的谎言就充斥在我们的周围，他们无时无刻的在吸引着我们。
Because they tempt us to want to be in control of our own lives.
来吸引我们，让我们想要掌握自己的生活。
And yet your word tells us that we can only live well in dependence on you and not on ourselves.
但是您提醒我们，我们只可能依靠您才能好好的活，而不能依靠自己。
In recognition that you're in control and not us.
因为晓得您是那位掌控一切的，而不是我们自己。
Help us to commit ourselves to taking in your word and to living by it.
求您可以让我们能够完全的吸纳您自己的话语，也将您的话语活出来。
And most of all, use it to draw us to yourself in personal relationship.
也求您的话语可以来将我们带到您自己那里，以至于我们可以有与您有关深刻的关系。
So that we can know and love and follow you.
以至于我们可以来爱您，可以来跟随您。
Thank you for making that possible.
感谢您让这一切成为可能。
Thank you for the truth.
感谢您给我们真理。
Pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名，感谢您，阿门。
Amen.